I've confronted hundreds of men over two decades.
I have been in television for 24 years.
I just came to get something to eat.
And I have very seldom been at a loss for words.
Sir, I just came to get something to eat.
Men online looking for children to sexually assault.
What's the motive here? Explain it to me.
No, you're right. It's stupid.
It's an illegal thing.
Yeah, I know. I did a stupid thing.
Men from all walks of life. A doctor, a teacher, a clergyman.
You sent pornographic pictures through the mail. Okay, that's a federal offense right there.
You know I'm in trouble, and I know I'm in trouble.
I tried to get into their heads and understand why.
What piece do we have tonight?
I want to know who you are.
I want to know a little bit more about you first.
Now you first?
Sure, go ahead. Let's see if any of this sounds familiar while you enjoy your pizza.
And ultimately, make sure they face justice.
You ask her if she's a virgin.
I ask everybody all kinds of stuff. It's just talk.
You ask her if she's horny.
What's wrong with that?
You ask if she does anal.
It's a question.
Who are they? Have they tried to prey on other children? And where are they now? These are the predators I've caught. I'm Chris Hansen.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The internet, social media, dating, and rideshare apps all make life so convenient and fun.
Swiping to meet up with someone new has become part of our daily lives.
It's also how many unsuspecting people have ended up dead. I'm Courtney Bell.
And I'm Jillian Lee Garner, and we're the co-hosts of the true crime podcast, I Met My Murderer Online.
In each episode, we share a true story of one such deadly online connection and hopefully how you can avoid it. We hear from all who were involved in the case, the investigators.
They discovered a victim inside the house.
Victims' family members.
Right now, it doesn't feel like life can ever be joyful again.
And sometimes, even the murderer themselves.
You have to decide, okay, what are you willing to do here? Are you willing to kill these people?
If you're a fan of true crime, then you have to listen to season 2 of I Met My Murderer Online on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every parent's worst nightmare. That's right. That's what this predator I caught was, and I think arguably still is. Now, every predator I've caught is essentially every parent's worst nightmare. There's no question. But this particular guy, Dallas Lee, who I caught in Fort Myers, Florida during our sting there, really grabs the gold ring in this category. Dallas Lee admitted as much to me in our interview. He had seen our predator investigations before. He was 40 years old at the time, said he was 20 in a conversation with a 14-year-old boy who was finding himself. This was a decoy from perverted justice, but the decoy was posing as the boy. And the boy was pretty sure he was gay, but he hadn't gone public with all this. And he was exploring his feelings, his emotions, his identity on a gay-themed website. Nothing wrong with that. Kid trying to figure himself out. What's wrong with it is that Dallas Lee, a 40-year-old predator pretending to be a 20-year-old, used this opportunity to prey upon this child, to groom him into an inappropriate and illegal sexual liaison. What makes it even worse, if it could get even worse, is the fact that the decoy's profile was that of a boy who didn't have a father in his life. And predator Dallas Lee tried to fill in the void as a father figure. And we've seen this over the years. It's reprehensible. It's horrible. Children, teenagers need to figure this stuff out for sure. It's a confusing time, adolescence is, no matter what your sexual orientation is, or if you're confused or not confused, or if you're dating boys or dating girls, whatever. It's a confusing time. Hormones are taking over your body, your mind. It's difficult in the best case scenario. And you mix in this availability with the internet, various chat rooms, and you have a child who isn't getting a lot of parental attention, and it's trouble, or at least it can be trouble. And the chat between the perverted justice decoy posing as the 14-year-old boy and Dallas Lee leaves no doubt as to the nature of this grooming process. Dallas Lee told the boy that his name was Ian Kroll, his screen name DCKROLL, DC Kroll. I suppose it could be Dick Roll, or a man named Kroll from DC. We don't know. But on April 22nd, 2006, DC Kroll, aka Ian Kroll, in reality Dallas Lee, approaches this boy in a chat. "What's up?" "Sup," says the boy. "What's happening?" 14, male, Fort Myers. "Not much. Lehigh here," as in Lehigh Acres, Florida. It's in the Fort Myers area, maybe 20 or 30 minutes away from the Sting House. 14-year-old boy asks, "Cool." K-E-W-L. "Age?" 20. Try doubling that, Dallas. "Too old?" he asks. "So what you up to?" "Too old?" question mark, says the boy. "Oh my God. Nothing, I'm bored." This is all he needs, Dallas Lee, to flip this conversation into hypersexual overdrive. "Yeah, same here. You have a pic?" he wants to know. "What would make you not bored?" question mark. "Guess you're busy." He's anxious. The decoy doesn't even answer. Then Dallas says, "You want some head?" The boy apologizes for being away from the computer. "Sorry, I had to pee. I have a pic." "Yeah, do you?" So he doesn't even acknowledge this first request, this first inquiry into oral sex. He gives the boy, the decoy posing as the boy, his email. "Hey, do you want to chat on AOL?" "Yeah, sure." So they head over to AOL. "You for real?" says the boy. "Yeah." "Wow, why me?" "Said you were bored." "Okay, cool." "Thought you wouldn't be if you were getting head." "All right, again." As advertised, 14-year-old boy. "LOL, true." "Do you have a pic?" the boy wants to know. "Sending," says DC Kroll, a.k.a. Dallas Lee. "What's your name?" "I'm Tony," says the boy. Ian. So you want it, he says? Yeah, dude, that would be hella cool. Did you send your pic? It's still going, says Dallas Lee. Do it to 14-year-old boy at AOL.com. He actually has his name in there, but that's what it says in the perverted justice transcripts. Oh, okay, cool. Hair is shorter. The picture also looks to be from about 10 years ago. This is the picture of Dallas. Where in Fort Myers are you, he wants to know. He gives the area, the neighborhood, the address. How far is that from you, the boy wants to know. 20 minutes, maybe 30. Okay, cool. When were you thinking then? There's some confusion in the conversation. I'm here, says the 14-year-old boy. Okay, let me try now. That worked. When is it good for you? Can you come now, says the decoy. Have to be a little later. Okay, 10 o'clock then. That might work. Okay. Here's my cell. Call me and give me Addy, meaning address. It's my mom's cell. I'll be over that way around that time going to pay rent, he says. Okay, so I'll call you at 9:45 and give you the Addy. What's the latest you can be out, he wants to know. I can stay out however late I want because my mom and grandma are gone, LOL. Cool, maybe suck a few times, says Dallas Lee. Okay, cool, if you want. You want something to drink? I only got drunk once before, says the boy, but it was fun. Smiley face. Dallas Lee says, LOL. What's your dick like? Says Dallas. It's like 5 inches, says the decoy. Hot. You get it taken care of much? No. I'd never been sucked before, actually. So this will be cool. You come a lot? The man wants to know. Sometimes, yeah. Want me to swallow it? Sure, if you want to. LOL. Up to you, says Dallas. Okay. Go for it. Smiley face. LOL. Want your nuts licked and sucked too? You want to be drained dry? Yeah, dude, if that's cool with you. Want to do what you want. Okay, so here's a 40-year-old man. And I'm going to reveal something in a moment here that's going to make this even worse, if you can imagine that. Coming on to a 14-year-old boy, taking advantage of him in the most predatory way. There's talk about bringing some booze over. They talk about future visits. Do you every day when you're free if you want? What kind of ride you got so I know what to look for? Red convertible, he says. I'll take you anywhere you want. Really cool. Yeah. Wow, nice ride. How you want sucked? Good, LOL. Don't worry, it will be. Standing, sitting, laying down, the man wants to know. How about all of them? Can do. You want to fuck my mouth too? Ugh. I suppose. Or you just want to relax and let me work it over. It goes on and on and on. You do what you want, because I never done this before. Like to suck you in the car. The boy reminds him that he won't even take driver's ed until next year. And then he says, when I turn 16, I can drive for reals. Just to make the point again that he's underage. He's 14. Then Dallas Lee offers to give him driving lessons on the weekend. What a sport. The boy asks what he does. Equipment repair, says Dallas Lee. More chat. The date is made. And then Dallas says, well, you know, in the future, we can go to the beach. We can go camping. We can go fishing. Heck yeah, says the boy. Says he knows what it's like not having a dad. But just talk about exploitation.
More about this predator I've caught in a moment.
So the whole chat only goes on for a couple hours. Literally 2 hours. And then sure enough, Here comes Dallas Lee in his red LeBaron convertible. Now, we'll hear from Dallas in just a minute here. But what we found out later, and I'll get into some detail on this, Dallas and some other fellas actually had a website from like 2001 to 2005. And the website was designed for gay men, and I suppose boys, to learn about the local gay community, find events, find people to talk to. And in and of itself, so what? There are gay websites all over the world. Why not, right? No issues there. But when you look at that through the lens of somebody who is clearly a predator who is preying on a child, how many other underage guys were curious and went on that website looking for, you know, support, validation? And how many of those young men were abused by Dallas and perhaps others? Well, this website was done, as far as we know, by the time Dallas Lee shows up in our sting. But the fact that he had it for 4 or 5 years raises a lot of questions. And I don't think law enforcement ever got to the bottom of it, to be honest with you. So here comes Dallas Lee.
Here comes another man who's seen our previous broadcast.
He's in the laundry room. He's in the kitchen coming towards the living room.
Dallas Lee slinks up the driveway, comes into the back door of our beautiful home in Fort Myers, Florida, comes through the laundry room, walking softly. Del Harvey of Perverted Justice pretends to be the 14-year-old boy, shouts out from another room.
It takes him less than 7 minutes to ask the boy if he wants oral sex. The decoy says, okay, cool. And a few hours later, he's walking into our living room.
Yeah. I'm finishing up right. Hang out too for a second, okay?
Yeah.
Del, posing as the boy, says he's just finishing up. Be out there in a sec, okay? Dallas responds, okay. Now he's looking around the house. He's wearing a t-shirt and some shorts.
So you're pumped too, huh?
Yeah.
Del says, so you're pumped too. That's when I start to creep out of another room, open the door. I guess Dallas is not so pumped anymore.
So what were you so pumped for?
I don't know, 2 months.
You have a seat right on the stool there. What's he doing here?
He invited me over.
I ask what he's doing there. Now, at this point, he's wearing this, you know, t-shirt and shorts, sitting on the stool, arms crossed, being a bit defensive. He invited me over, says Dallas Lee. Yeah, blame the child, like so many other predators have done.
Who is he?
Tony.
Tony.
Yeah.
I ask him what the boy's name is. The boy who invited him over. Tony, he says.
And how old is Tony?
14.
He admits the boy was 14. Many of these predators like to say, oh, he said he was 18. He said he was 19. I wasn't wearing my glasses. Blah, 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 blah. But Dallas admits right away. He knew the boy was 14.
What was your plan here with this 14-year-old boy?
I mean, we talked about sex and stuff like that. And then,
you sure did.
Yeah.
We talked about sex and stuff like that. As if that would get him off the hook.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie to you. I got 2 kids of my own.
2 kids of his own, he says. In fact, he has a son who's 19 and a daughter who is 15, which would put her just a year older than the boy he was coming to visit and sexually assault. He's also married at this point in his life. Can you imagine the collateral damage there? A wife, 2 children, and this guy has driven 30 minutes after a filthy, vile, illegal chat with someone he thinks is a 14-year-old boy to come over and have sex. He thinks the boy is alone. He thinks the boy doesn't have a father. and he's exploited every element of this to groom his way into the boy's life to have sex, to fulfill his illegal fantasy.
We can hang out and stuff.
And how old are your kids?
My son is 19 and my daughter's 15.
So your daughter is 1 year older than the boy you were coming to visit tonight.
I point all this out to Dallas in our interview.
Now, how would you feel if your daughter, at the age of 15, was home alone and a man came to visit her?
Honestly, terrible.
Yeah.
Honestly, terrible. Yeah, you should feel terrible, Dallas. God. Here's the big question.
And so why is it okay for you?
It's not. You're absolutely right. Honestly, it's not. You know, but I was even, not even, set the sex aside.
Set the sex aside? You brought up sex 7 minutes into your online conversation with someone you thought was 14 years old. 7 minutes. Do you want head? Set aside the sexual nature of the conversation. No, Dallas, we can't set that aside. It is what it is. And let's just set aside the sex, which you really can't, but for the sake of argument, if he was trying to mentor the boy, then why did he tell him he was 20 years younger than he really is?
If what you've heard shocks you so far, join us back in a moment.
Why, if you're trying to be a father figure to this kid, as you have suggested to me you were trying to do, why would you tell him you're 20 and much closer to his age?
Right. That's a mistake.
It's as though somebody would do that if, in fact, they wanted the target to think they were younger and be comfortable to have sex.
I understand. I understand what you're coming from.
Yeah, he understands okay. And he also understands something else because, shockingly, amazingly, Dallas Lee had seen our Predator investigations before. Still walked into this. What does that say about a predator's drive to violate a child? You know there's a show out there exposing guys like you. You know law enforcement, or you should know law enforcement, does these investigations all the time. And yet you have this chat and you show up in spite of all that? What does that tell you about these guys?
As you sit here today, based on this chat, based upon your arrival here, you are every parent's worst nightmare.
Exactly. I understand what you're saying. You're right. I guarantee you, it's never going to happen again.
He confirms my belief, then and now, that he is every parent's worst nightmare. He admits that. And what's the solution, according to Dallas? I'll never do this again. Well, Dallas, I don't believe that. Today, I didn't believe it in April of 2006 when we had this initial conversation. And based upon the existence of this website you had for 4 years, it's hard to believe that this is your first time trying to groom a child. Dallas is arrested. Charged with crimes associated with soliciting a minor online for sex, attempted lewd and lascivious behavior with a child, computer pornography. He got a public defender. Dallas Lee was not a man of means. He had a 10th grade education. Got a public defender and fought the case in court for 15 months before finally pleading guilty to the lewd and lascivious behavior charge. He got 9 months in jail, 3 years probation, and he had to register as a sex offender for life. And as best as we can tell, he splits his time between Canton, Ohio, and Lehigh Acres, Florida, which, as I mentioned, is near Fort Myers. Apparently his parents have or had a home in that area. We don't see any other criminal charges against him since the arrest that resulted from him showing up in our Predator investigation. Oh, and police did seize that red convertible of his. It was a 1992 Chrysler LeBaron, red in color. Later, he admitted to detectives during his interview that he, quote, wanted to carry out his sexual fantasies in Fort Myers. Well, that didn't work out so well. Now, this website that he had from 2001 to 2005, you may know Skip Tracer. He's got his own YouTube channel, The Skip Tracer, and he does his own take on some of these predator investigations. And he's a private investigator. He does some work in that field. And so he digs up some pretty interesting information. He was able to find this website, even though it had been taken down.
All right. So how about we just go through some of these? So we have a number of links here, a large number of links. And I'm not going to click on any of these links here.
And in fact, there are a number of topics on the website, including a magazine called Extreme Magazine, offering advice on surfing various gay websites, gay clubs, and nothing out of the ordinary, nothing illegal, except for potentially this.
An interview with Alex Sanchez, teens dealing with teen issues, from the book Rainbow Boys. Okay.
And nothing illegal. Just a website for gay people looking for information, except for the fact that there is a topic called teens with teen issues. And again, nothing determined by law enforcement to have been illegal on this website. But you have to worry a little bit, or maybe a lot, about someone who's caught in a predator sting who had a website offering solutions to teen issues. I wonder sometimes, by revisiting some of these cases, that this will jog somebody's memory and we'll find out something else about Dallas Lee. I reached out to him. He had multiple phone numbers, most of which had been disconnected, and am now waiting to see if Dallas Lee, now 58 years old, gets back to me.
More of our story in a moment.
As always, I like to hear from you. And this week's question comes from Brian in Baltimore.
Hey, Chris, this is Brian from Baltimore. Hope you're doing well. Thank you so much for everything you've done over the years. I've followed you forever, and I appreciate your work, so thank you. My question for you is, what was it that got you interested in getting involved in investigating child predators? I know a lot of times people start something for, you know, a reason or a particular interest, or maybe they had a personal story that got them involved. So I was just curious if there was something that kind of piqued your interest and got you started in this. Hope you're doing well. Stay healthy, be safe, and I appreciate you. Have a good one.
Excellent question, Brian, and thank you for sending that in. I suppose, looking back at my career, there was one story that has always stuck with me on this topic, and that was a story involving a predator named Ronald Lloyd Bailey, who kidnapped a young boy in about 1985. And I was a reporter at Channel 7 Action News in Detroit. And the boy was just riding his bike Labor Day weekend. And Bailey saw this as an opportunity, snatched him, took him to a family cabin, sexually assaulted him, and killed him. The boy's father was a publisher of a local newspaper and understood, while the boy was missing, that it was important to get the word out. And we covered the story aggressively. This happened in a very safe suburban community, Howell, Michigan. Covered the trial. And in the several months that I worked this story, probably more than a year, it turned out that Bailey had been responsible for other sexual assaults of young boys, and in fact, another murder of a young boy. And then it was revealed, and we found out through our reporting, that he claimed that he was sexually victimized by a psychiatrist, in fact, at a mental hospital. Huge story. I spent the better part of 2 years covering it. Always stayed with me. got close to the family, got close to the investigators. And so when 20 years ago this very month, I became aware of Perverted Justice, the online watchdog group, I thought, well, if we could wire a house with hidden cameras and microphones and use their decoys, it might be very compelling. We had anecdotal stories about teens meeting adults online, being harmed, killed even. But what we found in that first investigation was that this wasn't just an anecdotal problem. It was an epidemic, and it still is today. I just got back from Polk County, Florida, where we found five guys in the course of a week online trying to meet a child for sex, trying to buy a child from their foster mom or dad in some cases. There was a registered sex offender who surfaced, a guy who worked for Homeland Security, for TSA, was arrested. A guy who had child pornography on his phone was arrested. And a guy who had a security clearance at a local Air Force base. These stories are going to be out on my streaming crime network, True Blue, in the weeks to come. Two of them are already out there. Watch TrueBlue.com for details. Thank you, Brian, for that question. If you're looking for me, you can find me all over social media. Official Chris Hansen at Instagram, at Chris Hansen on X, Facebook, Cameo, should you desire a video or to connect with me in that way. TikTok, Have a Seat with Chris Hansen, and True Blue, as I've mentioned. My streaming crime network with Takedown with Chris Hansen, the Predator Investigations, True Crime Nation, and many other documentaries I think you'll enjoy. Watch TrueBlue.com for details. TRUBLU. And as always, you can find me right here at Chris@PredatorPodcast.com. I'll be watching and listening.
A Huda Media Production.